Hey, just a quick little thing to let you know, something exciting for the month of July. So I just wanted to add this to the podcast. Someone contacted me, a listener named Georgia, who said she would like to transcribe the prayers this month. And so if you have been wanting to read the prayers and see what they look like, then you can go to prayeveryday.show for the whole month of July. Thanks to Georgia. Thank you, Georgia. And you can see those prayers and send them off to other people. So anyway, I just want to thank Georgia for that. I'm not sure how, you know, if we'll proceed with this or not. It's a big ask for her, but just want to rejoice that in July, we're going to have transcribed prayers every single day of the month. So thank you so much, and I hope you enjoy the show this month.
Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We are walking through the book of Proverbs, and we're actually going to finish it sometime in August. So we're going to go through a lot of verses, but also a lot of prayers. So anyway, just so grateful to have you here on the very first day of July. I hope you're having some good summer plans. Wanted to mention one thing. If you're a sexual abuse survivor and you are kind of stuck and you want some further information or healing or whatever, I have written 21 letters to people who have that story, and they will come to you one a day for 21 days. If you're interested in receiving those and working through them, and they're very, they're full of compassion and empathy, and I've been walking that same battle, so you can go to we2.org/21days to get that. So, and again, that's we2.org/21days. All right, so today we are in Proverbs 9, verses 10 through 18, and this month we're going to be reading in the New International Reader's Version. And so it's called the NIRV, and this is what it says. If you want to become wise, you must begin by respecting the Lord. To know the Holy One is to gain understanding. Through wisdom, you will live a long time. Years will be added to your life. If you are wise, your wisdom will reward you. If you make fun of others, you alone will suffer. The woman called foolishness is wild. She is childish and knows nothing. She sits at the door of her house. She sits at the highest point of the city. She calls out to those who pass by. She calls out to those who go straight on their way. She says, "Let all who are childish come to my house." She speaks to those who have no sense. She says, "Stolen water is sweet. Food eaten in secret tastes good." But they don't know that dead people are there. They don't know that her guests are deep in the place of the dead. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you so much for another day to live life, to breathe, to love the people in our lives. Of course, we ask that you would shower your blessings upon our loved ones and help us to continue on that walk of forgiving those who have hurt us, Lord. We want to become wise, and we know that you are the source of wisdom. We know that knowing you helps us to gain understanding. So today I pray that you would help us to stay close to you. You would reveal the mysteries that we need to live this life, and that you would be so, so near to those, especially those who are brokenhearted today. We need to know your thoughts, Lord. We want to hear your voice. We know that what you do is you guide us into all truth. And I know this is a broken world. It's a confused world. There is pain all around. And yet you are the stability that we can stand on. You're the rock that we can go to. You're the great wisdom that we need to live lives that are worthy of you and worthy of ourselves and worthy of the calling that you have on our lives. Lord, we don't want to stay stuck. We don't want to grovel along listening to the crazy voices of this world. Instead, we want to listen to your voice. We want to be rewarded with wisdom, and we don't want to be people who make fun of others. So, Lord, we do pray that you would set a trap over our mouths today as we begin to talk about someone in a negative light, to just stop and to really hear from you instead. Lord, you have personified wisdom as a woman in the book of Proverbs, but you also in this passage personified foolishness as a woman. And so I know that it's not necessarily that it doesn't make sense that the woman is the scapegoat for all of this because she's also wisdom. So you have personified this because so often foolishness happens in the context of relationship. And wisdom happens in the context of relationship too. And so, Lord, we pray today that you would bring us wise friends. And if there are people in our lives who are whispering things that lead us astray from you or away from you, Lord, would you give us the discernment we need to separate from that person for a time, to create some good boundaries and to realize what's going on? Because when there is foolishness being told, it often sounds very appealing. It sounds like the right thing. It seems like the right thing, and yet it's not the right thing. So Lord, just give us the wisdom that we need to discern between foolishness and wisdom, and to place really wise people in our lives. And we understand that you're kind of the orchestrator of all that, Lord. So we ask that you would do that, but that you would give us wisdom in our friendships today and our relationships. Lord, we love you. We praise you. And I just want to stop right now and thank you for your goodness. I was reading today in Psalm 27:10 about the fact that our mother, our father may forsake us, but the Lord will hold us close. And so, Lord, I pray for all those who have experienced the forsaking, their mother or their father has turned their back, or maybe both have turned their back on my listener today, and yet you will hold them close. And so I pray for healing in those primary relationships, Lord. We love you, and we praise you today. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are worth loving, and your life is worth living. And so enjoy your day and rest in the grace that God has given you. You do not need to live under that cloud of grief and shame anymore. He has forgiven you. He has set you free.